want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started, then stick with it? By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, everyone. How are you? It's Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution, and we're so excited to have our next guest on, which is our next chef for Stories Behind the Menu, which is next month for Black History Month. So I want you to meet him right away so you get to see what he's about to bring to us. So without further ado, let's welcome in Chef Ed Porter.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. How's it going?
It's going great. Going great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so as I was saying, I get to see you like every other day, talk to you
on
the platform. I'm here for it. You're
absolutely
great to work with. So yes.
Thank you.
So let's just get right into it. So we are setting off our third season for Stories Behind the Menu, Black History Month, and you're the first chef of the year. So, and you're bringing that Bronx to the Minnesota flair, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me just a little bit about, you know, a brief about your journey into culinary.
Okay, so this is going to be dating myself a little bit. So when I got started in the industry, I remember telling some friends of mine that I was going to be working at a restaurant downtown. This is in New York, and we refer to as downtown.
Right.
And it was like, with all the girls, I'm like, at that time, there was no women in the industry. And if they were, they were in pastry. So, there wasn't any celebrity chefs per se like that. Food Network did not exist. it was not, the fanfare didn't exist. So, I remember one summer, I applied at a bunch of different places, with really no prior knowledge. So before I went to the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America, I had, I went to Job Corps, and because I was getting in all kinds of crap and trouble in New York City, in the Bronx. And, my mom was like, hey, listen, it's going to be Job Corps or else. And so when Job Corps, you have to pick a trade. Somehow automotive and carpet laying didn't sing to me. And so I figured I'll go with the food. And so I wound up taking a really quick liking to it. So the program was a year and a half. I finished in 5.5 months. And then, then from there, that sparked it off for me. And then, so I left there with a hotel restaurant cook certificate, and then that's what sparked it off for me. And then I met some of my mentors. I started rolling into, and even still, I was just working to pay for studio time.
Let's dig into that because what people don't know is what's unique about him and what he's bringing. He's not only a culinary artist, he's actually a music artist too. And that's his original start. So he has a new album that just dropped last month called Day Zero. And he is pairing up, y'all, his meals, his courses, you know, 12 courses with 12 different songs, which I was blown away by, right? So I know lyrics. I've been texting him lyrics like, okay, I like this. I like Flambé. I like At Your Service. I like Matrimony. Yeah. Like all these great songs. But the true thing that I felt was our connection was the storytelling, which I'm doing through racial health and equity. And then you're doing through your journey as a Black man in America, coming from the Bronx to Minnesota and through that culinary world, right?
Absolutely.
That's a story in itself, right? So what really influenced you to take this to this different level that you're going to create your own music and pair it with song? And
So absolutely. So food has always funded music for me. Mm-hmm. And I happened to have two passions that I would do for free for the rest of my life. You know, and honestly, I'm going to do them regardless whether I made a dime for it. It's just extensions of my personality. And
we got to get you paid.
No, for sure. But my outlets, those are my, like, for me to survive as a human, I have to make this music, and mm-hmm. I have to, and I love, you know, pleasing people. And so there's nothing better than having someone truly enjoy something that you created with your hands, mm-hmm. period. And so I've always kept music and food separate. Like they've been completely separate. I go under a different moniker for music, and I've, you know, people that know me as a chef only know me as a chef. People that know me as a musician only know me as a musician. And so the Pressure Cooker show was the first time that I merged the two together, because I, on the show, I came up with the hook for a song, Pressure Cooker, which is out too on all streaming platforms. Right. And I, you know,
real quick, chefs, sorry to interrupt you. Tell them what Pressure Cooker is, because people may not know, right?
Okay, so yeah. So Pressure Cooker is a top 10 Netflix series that debuted January 6th of 23. And so I was on the show, and while on the show, this ended up on the cutting room floor. I came up with the hook for part of the chorus for this song I call Pressure Cooker, which encapsulates my time being on the show. So it's the unofficial official theme song. And so what happened is, so we got done with the show, I got home, came in the studio, I finished up the track, I recorded the lyrics, and then I recorded everything, mixed it, and I sent it to first my castmates. They all loved it, got the okay from them. We sent it to a couple of the producers, line producers, they loved it. And okay, we need to have this in the show. It wound up not having working its way into the show due to some legality purposes and some timing issues. But so I asked when the show was coming out. And so I just made sure that the song dropped the same day the show did. And so,
brilliant.
Yeah. And then so, and then anything I posted about the show, I used the music. And it took on a life of its own. Someone took the audio off of the official trailer for the show and put the song, and it took off. That's what and so so that sparked I was like, you know what, I think I gotta do an album, I think I gotta do this out, but I gotta do it with a spin to where I can you know parlay both of the these enormous people gathering entities to one. Mm-hmm. And so the Day Zero experience was born. Yeah.
So tell everyone what Day Zero means, because they probably don't.
Yeah. So Day Zero is French, and it means from scratch. And the reason why I went with French, so the French were the smart, cunning first people to document everything. So that's why even the word menu in a restaurant, those are all French derived words. Exactly. The mother sauces, they're all French. And so I went with a term that is also French in origin, but that has different connotations. So from scratch, the album is a creation that I made from scratch that will be paired with a from scratch menu and courses for each one, and with different, and the songs inspired the music and vice versa. So,
I just love it. It's so unique. It's so creative. It's such a great way to tell your story and really get people engaged to listen to why you made the album and why you're pairing it with certain things. And so I know that album goes with 12 courses. We shortened this for ours, which is 5 courses and 5 songs. So do you have a favorite song on the album?
It's sort of like picking your favorite kid, right? So Everybody said they don't have a favorite. I don't believe in favorites. I believe in situations where one may edge the other out, right? So
you like the kids for different reasons.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same. It's the same thing with the music. So like, there's a different headspace for time and place where I was when certain songs were done in the creation of them and then the recording of them. That so half of the album I recorded in Houston and half I did here in Twin Cities. And so I there's times where, so to answer your question, that was a long roundabout answer.
Yeah, what's stalling. The answer?
So the I can't pick one or of the other, but I will say there's a couple that are near and dear to my heart. Okay. Home, which is the first song that I released off the album, the first single mm-hmm. off the album, which features also another Twin Cities native, Jay Isaac.
Okay.
Heavy hitter, and that's we go way back, Jay and I actually. Yeah. So he's on that. Love Home. And I would say Solely Matrimony. And then of course Thank You. So Thank You was an ode, a song that I wrote to pay homage to my father-in-law, whom I've never met, and my grandmother.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I love that. I love all of that, right? We're so excited to have, you know, a dual artist, like your music and food, right? And it really goes together. Without, for me, it's like going to a restaurant, there's no music on. I immediately want to get up. Like, yeah. Why would you want to think I want to sit there in silence?
It feels weird. It actually feels weird.
And even music sometimes, like, just think about it, when you're grooving, like, you start eating and you start dancing to the beat of the music, you know,
absolutely.
While you're
absolutely.
Eating. So I saw it immediately. I was like, what? I was like, this is a no-brainer. This is the cherry on top. This is the extra side, everything. So some of those that don't know, the menu is online. You can see it everywhere. It's going to be amazing how we're coursing it out. What would you think would be the highlight for someone to come that they're going to be able to experience with you? One thing.
Well, I mean, you're better than me because I would have never put the menu out. I think if you're not there, you're not there. You won't know. Sorry.
But they still won't know.
This is true. This is, you don't get, you don't even get, listen, if you're outside of the tent, you don't get to see what's in the tent. So the fact that you're
come knocking, you can't get
yeah, in. Absolutely. I think that this experience is all encompassing, right? So it's not only the food and the ambiance and the conversations mm-hmm. with the other participants of the event, but it's all of it. It's how you partake in the food and listening to the music and then having the conversations, and then the conversation that we have about that intentional moment, I think is what is going to set everything apart from anything else that people have done before.
I love it. So if you guys don't know, it's February 8th at 6:30 p.m. at Mosaic Venue, Minnesota, right in Minneapolis. Tickets are still on sale. You can go to storiesbehindthemenu.co. We're online. Where can they follow you online?
They can follow me on all socials, actually. So Instagram, mm-hmm. TikTok, Twitter, X, my bad. All the Chef Ed Porter. I'm all of those things, and then the dayzeroexperience.com. So THEDERZEO experience.com.
And there's, you guys can listen to this on every platform. I've shared it from Apple, from Spotify, so you have plenty of options if you want to take a look. And then, as you guys know, this is a dinner book club, as we're always keep wanting educating ourselves about why this food is tying into us, how we are storytelling, how the only true cuisine of the United States is indigenous, everything else is brought into enslavement or immigration, so why are we racist? And so his documentary he chose was High on the Hog, season 2, episode 2, and his mentor is featured in there, Alexander Smalls, which I thought it was amazing because I watched this. If anyone knows, this is one of my inspirations to really launch the Stories Behind the Menu, was by watching High on the Hog, and to now know that that's one of his mentors is amazing, that you guys were able to connect and have this, because he's still in Harlem, right?
Yeah, he's still in Harlem. Yeah,
he's still in Harlem, so we got to go to Harlem. Let's go to
yeah,
Harlem.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. And so that specific episode touches on a lot of points, poignant things that I actually touched on in the album, in the creation of the album. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing to watch certain things come together. So this is just like this whole entire process. Like, I'm so excited to be a part of it, and I can't wait to have people experience all of it, you know,
right.
And hear how they're affected by it as well. So I'm looking forward to it. What you're doing is nothing short than amazing for the community, for all people. And again, this is all inclusive. There's no redlining. There's no subjugating. This is for everybody. Thank because you. this is American history.
American history.
And it's happening. This is a living, a living, breathing document, as they say. But this is something that's happening to us in real time. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
I love that what you said there, American history, right? It's not, we know we're Black, but this is American history. Our food changed America and was stolen from us and then made into a delicacy. And people won awards off of it because it was told it was slop. Mm-hmm. And now it's like you see someone get a James Beard Award and you're like, excuse me. You know, my great-great-grandmother did that. And that's why you know about it. And so that's what we're here for, right, is storytelling, education, and inclusiveness. Exactly what you said. Everyone's included. Everyone's invited, 18 up, we always ask. But outside of that, it does not matter, you know, age, race, wherever, but we don't do that. This is about us coming together, breaking down barriers, unlearning things that we were taught wrong, but also making a new friend. Because just so you guys know, you don't sit by who you come with. And that's really hard for people. So as we keep moving ahead, you know, we just want to remember that that's what we're here for. Another great tidbit is that Surly Beer now is our new sponsor, and they will be pairing one of the courses with Chef Ed's, one of his courses. So we're really excited for that. So yes, we're so excited. Like I said, we've got 2 weeks and 2 days out. There's plenty of tickets still. Once again, go to storiesbehindthemenu.co to get your tickets. Make sure you follow Stories Behind the Menu and Chef Ed Porter, the Chef Porter on IG. And we're so excited. And we want to say thank you to the chef.
Yes, I'd like to thank you once again for having me on your pod. It's been an amazing time. I'm looking forward to, so remember guys, February 8th, 6:30 p.m. get your tickets before they sell out. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Let's break some bread, let's have some drinks, let's have this discussion, and let's keep the conversation going. Thank you again for having me. Looking forward to seeing you. Take care.
Okay. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. See you soon. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Are you feeling under the weather? Maybe it's the start of a cold, or your asthma acting up, or maybe you think you're still recovering from the holidays. But a cough, runny nose, sore throat, or fever can all be symptoms of COVID-19. Muscle aches, headaches, and fatigue, even an upset stomach, can also mean you've got a case of COVID. The best way to find out for sure is by taking a COVID-19 test. This winter, you and your family can be prepared by keeping at-home tests on hand. Minnesotans may order free tests each month. These rapid nasal swab tests are reliable, and you'll get the results in about 15 minutes. No lab visit or drop-off required. Get your free test at sayyeshometest.org. That's sayyeshometest.org while supplies last. Find out for sure if you've got COVID-19 so you can protect those around you.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025. Making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community and we'll continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future, a plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.